Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra. I am Jason, not black in the...
I was wondering what you're going to do for that. I am Ashley Victoria Robinson, but you already knew that because you are beautiful, sexy patrons who support us here on Patreon, and you're the reason we're doing book club episodes now.
Yeah, we're doing book club. I hope everybody out there liked them. Please let us know on the Patreon. Give us a comment. Give us a message.
For everyone who commented and asked questions on the post and was a part of the podcast.
I'm actually really happy that everybody that listened to book club or everybody thought book club was a great idea.
Yeah.
That's cool. We still need your help with... the rating system, hashtag book club rating. Also, GHL intern Brago the cat is still here.
Say hi, Brago.
Thanks, Brago. So we're going to talk about black superheroes. I think this is a topic we might have talked about this on a GHL extra before, but it's all right. I want to talk to you. Do you have any favorite black superheroes? Because there are some black superheroes in the big two and not the big two that I really, really love.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel get enough credit. They don't get enough help. Ashley is currently looking at the action figure collection.
Well, now I'm looking at how white all of our action figures are, which is systemic and problematic of the industry itself.
Couple of my favorites are up there.
That's true.
Three of them are on the top row.
That's true. I put them up there after
four of them, actually.
I always think Spawn is black.
Spawn is black.
Sometimes, though, right? Is he always black?
So it is an early thing in the second issue of Spawn, or first issue. I think it's the second issue of Spawn, where one of the tricks the devil played on him is he finds out that he can manipulate his form.
Mm-hmm.
But when he tries to go full human, the only form that he can turn into is a white, blonde, like kind of surfer dude.
Oh, okay.
But Al Simmons.
Because he's black in the movie.
Al Simmons is black.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he is a black superhero. He's actually in my list. He's one of my favorites.
Jason is rereading Spawn right now. Follow him on Twitter for that.
Yeah, I have a giant mega thread about Spawn.
I love and I will stand Bumblebee until I die.
Oh, nice.
She is the first female African-American superhero. I love her so much. I think Karen Duncan is criminally underused. Mm-hmm. She had a pretty good arc in Titans Rebirth for a little while.
Yeah, it was okay.
She's kind of been put to the back. I think she's just historically so important. And I think the last time we talked about this, I was like, name 10 black girl superheroes. And we couldn't
That's why I think we might have talked about this before.
Uh-huh.
But it's all right.
Probably around Black Panther time. But she's always the first person who comes to mind because I do think she's so wonderful. But I think there's a lot of like wasted potential there. I know a lot of people really like Storm. I think Storm is fine. She's not one of my favorites, but I do acknowledge her for her importance in the X-Men canon as well. So she's always the first one. Bumblebee's always the first one who jumps to mind for me. How about you?
Number one, Steel. John,
you do love
Henry
Steel.
Irons. I'm going to mention the four action figures that we're talking about. I have on the top shelf of the YouTube action figure set, which you cannot see on camera. It's the shelf above where the camera is.
Yep.
But I built it that way because, you know, we'd have more space and I didn't know. I have Spawn, Bishop, Steel, and War Machine all on the top row. And that War Machine action figure, too, has a head. I have a head in a box where I can trade it off to where his mask comes off and you can see Rhodey.
Yeah, that's true.
And it actually looks like Don Cheadle. It's weird. But I love all four of them. I love Bishop. I love Spawn. I love War Machine. I love Steel. But Steel is my number one favorite black superhero. He is a character that I think is criminally underrated. He is part of the reason why the Reign of the Superman works. He is part of the reason why he should always have an ongoing title. And the fact that he doesn't drives me insane. And if he doesn't have an ongoing title, I've been pitching this for years. And if I ever get the chance to write the title, I will do this. He should be the mentor to Young Justice because his niece is superpowered as well.
Natasha. I love her.
And I would make her like mini Steel or Titanium or something like that. And she'd be on the Young Justice team and he would be their like leaguer.
Oh, that's cute.
He would be their Red Tornado. I would make him their new Red Tornado like mentor.
Do you like Steel more than President Superman?
Yes, 100%. President Superman.
I just know that you really like President Superman as well.
I do, just because the idea of President Superman is really good. Another black superhero.
Another
job.
Action figure Jason has.
Yes, he's with the Superman collection. That's why he's not in here. But he is a character that's only appeared in like two series. He's almost exclusively a Grant Morrison character.
Yes, yeah.
But Steel carried the book, The Man of Steel, for 8 to 9 issues, mm-hmm. and then got his own solo series that ran for 45 issues, written by Louise Simonson and co-written by John Bogg, mm-hmm. or Bogdanovich. John Henry Irons is a great character. Such a great character.
I do think the legacy at the big two of black superheroes is being criminally underrated, having a strong intro and then fizzling out, because a newer edition, I love Duke Thomas.
Oh, yes.
And they do not know.
The Signal.
I hate the Signal
identity.
We did
a whole Geek Hearst lesson about it. Extra about it, actually.
Yes, we did, about who he should be. But like, I love Duke. I loved his involvement with Gotham Girl. I know Gotham Girl is back in the Batman continuity right now at the time of continuity.
I wish they would have just made Duke Robin. They hinted at it and then they never did it.
There's lots of other identities that could have. We talked about it. We talked about it extensively.
Yep.
I love Duke. I think Duke is underrated. I think he's very special. And I really loved the We Are Robin, that weird era that he came
up in. The DCU. YOU.
Yeah. I really loved him. And I loved the miniseries, the Batman in the Signal, even though I don't like that identity, I thought it was really well executed. And I'm just like sad that he's kind of like floating in space, not doing anything right now.
Yeah. Well, another character that's kind of floating around and not really doing mm-hmm. anything. I mean, he's in Teen Titans, but is Aqualad.
The Calderon.
Calderon.
I love Calderon.
Now, Ben Percy did a really good job because they introduced them in Brightest Day.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, he was really cool. And then when Flashpoint happened, they forgot about him.
Yep.
And then in DC Rebirth, Ben Percy brought him back. And he's actually been pretty cool. But yeah, he's just kind of there. And he could be a major supporting character in Aquaman.
Can we talk about some of the characters that have been race-bent, like Wally West?
Yes. Yeah, what do you go ahead?
Okay, because like I love the original Wally West. We scream about Wally West a lot. I love the character on the show Wally West. I think it's really sad that he's not a regular part of the TV show anymore.
Yes.
But I think too that Wallace West, the black Wally West in the comics, is another one who like a lot of potential hasn't been super well executed.
Yes.
In his time. And it's a real bummer because I do believe that, especially for the Justice League. And I think the Justice
League. Also currently in Teen Titans, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Love him in Teen Titans. Don't love him in The Flash. Great in Flash War, though. I think that Justice League, the animated series, proved that for every white version of a superhero, you should have a person of color, because John Stewart Green Lantern is so popular and so powerful and so important because of that cartoon, even though he was invented way before that, because he was disseminated into larger pop culture in that same vein. So I think like there should be a person of color who is the Flash. There should be a person of color who is like a Wonder Woman. Or if there are old versions of those characters, they should be updated for the modern era. Like, I'm waiting for them to do Nubia justice.
I was just about to bring that up.
Because she's such a cool idea, and we're in a current climate where something like that could be really powerful and really impactful.
You know how that's going to happen?
In the movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
If they do her in the mm-hmm. movie, that's how you'll get her back.
And
to be honest with you, I would love to see what Patty Jenkins would do with that.
So would I. And she can't. I mean, it's too bad that she's already in Amazon with a name, but Anne Ogbomo, who's also Zod in Krypton, who was the Amazon in Wonder Woman.
Oh, the actress.
Uh-huh. Like, she would have been a great Nubia.
You kind of jumped. I was like,
sorry,
what?
Sorry.
What
she would have been a great
character is called?
No, she would have been a great Nubia, but
oh,
she's already got a name.
100%. We also got to talk about race bending. I think one of the best race bendings ever is Ultimate Nick Fury.
Absolutely, because nobody knows about white guy Nick Fury anymore.
Well, he's been stupidly put on the moon and become the new Watcher because
that's not happening.
Well, because Marvel was like, we need our Nick Fury in the regular Marvel universe to be black, and they made him Nick Fury. But Ultimate Nick Fury, I think, is amazing. And Sam Jackson as Nick Fury is one of my favorite things of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Mm-hmm.
I love him as Nick Fury. And it's one of those things where you're like, oh, you finally made me care. Because before then, I didn't care about Nick Fury. And now when you race bend him, he became so cool that I was like, oh, now I understand why this character's around.
Well, that's one of the strengths of the movie, because I'm going to be honest, I didn't care about Black Panther before the movie. I knew the Christopher Priest series was good, and that was pretty much where my knowledge and interest in that character arrested, besides a couple good showings in The Avengers. And we talked about this on our Shuri episode, but I think Shuri, especially being as smart as she is, I think she's such a good role model, and she's become such an important character in the last couple of years. Now she has a solo series. That's actually pretty good.
Actually, Ashley, that's just because you've never fully come on the love of the Jack Kirby Stanley Fantastic Four. If you had...
That's true, I haven't.
Then you would have a love of Black Panther.
Perhaps I would, but...
An affinination.
Affinity?
No, an affinination. Fake word.
But I think that Black Panther. I think that movie also like rewrote some like really problem, like M'Baku... Oh, is God. A deeply problematic character who they made really cool.
Last, I want to bring up some of my favorite black superheroes. And the reason why they're not around comic books right now is because of legal issues.
Pastor.
Yes. I love Icon.
Mm-hmm.
I love Icon. I love Rocket. I mm-hmm. love Hardware. I read them because Milestone did a crossover with the Superman titles right after Reign of Superman. It was called Worlds Collide, mm-hmm. and they showed up. And that's when DC started printing the Milestone issues. And I found some of those Milestone issues in some of those old packs that I would talk about. Mm-hmm. They would be randomly in there. Now, I've never gotten to read a complete series. I know a couple years back, they reprinted, I think, the first 10 issues of Icon, and the first issues of Static, and like 5 of Hardware.
You can find... I'm not advocating for things, stealing things online. You can find the Static issues, easiest of all.
Yes. And you can find them on sites that you know, are online that print show all full comic mm-hmm. books, which, again, we're not advocating that because you're stealing from the creator's pockets. You should at least buy them in Comixology or buy the old trade.
Or borrow it from a friend.
Or borrow it from a friend. Those heroes, I love them so much. Mm-hmm. And I love them so much that I cannot believe, screw DC Comics, also like that, like... I can't believe Milestone hasn't just made their own animated universe or their own animated TV show of these characters.
Or reprinted the comics or like something. Contracted. Like there's lots of cool creators of color mm-hmm. right now, like Kwanzaa, who created Black. And
Ta-Nehisi Coates.
Ta-Nehisi Coates and Vita Ayala.
Evan Narcisi, I believe, as well.
Yes.
He wrote Rise of the Black Panther.
What's his name? Who wrote the Batman and Signal book?
David Walker? No. I can't. But David Walker is also a
yes,
creator.
Yes, I'm so sorry. He's so great. I like him a lot. I follow him on Twitter. But there's a lot of great creators of color who I think would like smash a Milestone universe. And look, I don't know what the rights are. I know that they're difficult.
Maybe not the right word choice there, but you know, you get what we're saying.
What do you mean?
Smash.
Oh, I mean like knock it out of the park, like a home run.
I know.
What's wrong with saying smash?
I mean, there's there's connotations actually.
Are there?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, this
sorry.
Is, look, when you're hip with the internet lingo like I am.
I'm not.
And intern Brago.
Okay, well, I'm sorry if that was a poor word choice.
No. It's not a poor word choice, but when you say like you want to smash something, that's also now a connotation for having intercourse with something.
I meant like knock it out of the park.
I get it.
Sorry.
I'm sorry I brought that up.
You're the reason that I know as much about the Milestone universe as I do.
Didn't I tell you like all about Icon?
Early on a geek chemistry lesson, you told me about Icon and Rocket. And Rocket, who... All the Milestone characters have like a really minor showing in the Young Justice series as well, and mm-hmm. I keep hoping they'll do more. And that Rocket looks so great. And in the episode where they all had their babies, she was there with her baby, and it was so great.
It's funny because part of the reason why I got into Icon is because there used to be this old magazine that would reprint. They would kind of do the animated DC. Characters, and I bought it's called the Superman and Batman magazine, I believe, and they did sort of an animated update of Icon's origin, and that's where I was like, whoa, there's like a Superman uh-huh. that like landed during the Civil War
mm-hmm.
that my head exploded, and that's what made me love. I kind of love every iteration of Superman. I really do, and Icon I think is one of the best ones they've ever done.
By the way, Tony Patrick wrote the Batman and the Signal miniseries.
Thank you. I was trying to look that up.
Yeah.
He's a very nice man.
He is so nice. People should follow him.
Yes. Go follow him on Twitter. But yes, Icon is one of them. So if we had that discussion before, we're sorry. But we just wanted to bring that up. Bishop, by the way, another great X-Men who sometimes Marvel doesn't know what to do with.
Often I would say.
Often. And then I've gotten a strong appreciation for War Machine just because he's a fellow brother.
What about Eartha Kitt's Catwoman?
That's a weird pull.
Well, she's a race-bent version of Catwoman.
I mean, I was going to pull out a long-forgotten X-Men character, Dr. Cecilia Reyes.
Yep, don't know who that is.
But the one...
John Diggle?
There's one quick... John Diggle's a great black superhero, and he is a superhero. this guy started off as a villain, has now become a hero. We probably should get some. We probably should give a small wink to The Prowler.
Oh, especially now.
Yeah,
yes.
With the movie out there. So,
yep.
So there you go. I think that's all I'm going to say. There's plenty of them out there. Let
Someone's
going
to scream that we didn't say Miles. That's fine.
Miles. There we did. He said it.
He's a sunflower.
Yes. So there you go. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for your support. We hope you enjoy these extra episodes. And thank you for listening, Super Friends. I am Jason Midnight Sun Inman.
I am Ashley Victoria Robinson.
Bye-bye, Super Friends. Intern Brego, you want to say anything? Thanks, Brego. Bye-bye.